With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump's felony conviction is poised to become an election rallying cry for both Republicans and Democrats. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Donald Trump and Joe Biden don't agree on much, but they both are emphasizing the importance of this year's presidential election in light of Thursday's historic conviction. President Biden said the only way to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office is at the ballot box. And Trump himself said,
"The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people."
Greg Clugston, New York.
Wall Street starts the month of June on a high note after ending May with a bang.
The Dow surged almost 575 points on Friday, the blue chips gaining 1.5%. The S&P 500 rose more than 0.5%, the key measure of the market's health, registering its sixth winning month in the last seven, making up for April's losses. The market is still rooting for a Fed interest rate cut. Data from the CME Group indicates traders are optimistic about at least one rate cut before year's end. Rich Thomason reporting.
Iran's hardline former President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has registered as a possible candidate for the June 28th presidential election, seeking to regain the country's top political position after a helicopter crash killed the nation's president and seven others. The populist former leader's registration puts pressure on Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. In office, Ahmadinejad openly challenged the 85-year-old cleric, and his attempt to run in 2021 was barred by authorities. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky accusing China of helping Russia to disrupt a Swiss-organized peace conference on the war in Ukraine. Zelensky says China's trying to convince other countries to stay out of it. This is SRN News. With anti-Semitism surging in the city, New York education officials say they will send thousands of schoolchildren to the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Manhattan. Some 85,000 middle schoolers will take the field trips in hopes of engendering tolerance for Jews in the next generation. The program is being funded in part by a grant from the Gray Foundation, which regularly spends large amounts on programs for New York City young people. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all across the U.S. and the world, especially in the wake of last fall's attacks by Hamas on Israel, which killed hundreds of people. An important piece of early Christian history, the Crosby-Schoen Codex, is up for auction at Christie's in London this month. The Codex is a mid-4th century book from Egypt containing a combination of biblical and other early texts. The Codex contains the Book of Jonah and 1 Peter. The rest of it includes part of a well-known Easter homily and a brief, otherwise known exhortation by an ancient Christian leader. This is SRN News. Lab-grown meat is not on store shelves yet, but some states are already banning it.
Now, it's currently not available in any U.S. grocery stores or restaurants, and if some lawmakers have their way, it never will be. 2 weeks ago, both Florida and Alabama banned the sale of cultivated meat and seafood, which is grown from animal cells. In Iowa, the governor signed a bill prohibiting schools from buying lab-grown meat. Federal lawmakers are also looking to restrict it. Cultivated meat companies say they may consider legal action. Jason Walker reporting.
Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 23 shots Sam Bennett and Vladimir Tarasenko scored, and the Florida Panthers are headed to the Stanley Cup Finals for the second consecutive year. They beat the New York Rangers 2-1 on Saturday night to advance. This is SRN News.